Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Lamad Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph at the first Mishnah on the page, Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Ein Ma'avirin Alav Et HaTchum, Ve'ein Mefakrin Alav Et HaGal, V'lei Oilin V'leilon, V'lei Roichvim, Al Gavi Behemah, V'lei Shatin Al Pnei Hamayim, Ein Choytchin Oisei, Lava Dvashu Mishum Shvus, Lava Dvashu Mishum Loisase. To obtain the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, one may not leave the Tchum, clear a collapsed building, climb a tree, ride an animal, or swim. One may not cut the shofar, neither by performing a rabbinic nor a Torah prohibition. However, if he wishes to store in it wine or water, he may do so. One need not prevent children from sounding the shofar, rather, one may instruct them until they know how to blow. A mitzasik, which is one who blows shofar without intent to perform the mitzvah, and one who hears from a mitzasik, have not fulfilled the obligation. The Gemara says, if one may not perform a rabbinic prohibition, one certainly may not perform a Torah prohibition. Rather, the word shvus must be referring to resting from performing a Torah prohibition in order to obtain a shofar. Amar Blaza masnisa begadol b'yom tov shorosh hashanah shechal yos b'shabbos. Blaza says that when the Mishnah referred to a mitzasik, it refers to an adult blowing a shofar to teach children Rosh Hashanah that occurs on Shabbos. V'tani kein meslamdin melitkoya b'Shabbos e ma'akun es tinoikus melitkoya b'yom tov. And we have a support from a baisa, an adult may teach a child to blow even on Shabbos, and we don't prevent children from blowing on Yom Tov.